What's the difference between the hat that the Kohen Gadol wore and the hat that the Kohen Hedget wore? After all, they're both hats. And L'chaira, if the Torah calls them different names, they are probably different hats. Yet, contrary to popular opinion, the Rambam writes, and Rashi brings it down, Bipirushi ala Torah, Hamitznefes hu amigbois, Vamigbois hu amitznefes. In other words, the same mikbois, the same hat, that is the mikbois, that is the mitznefes. And therefore, according to Rashi, this popular difference between between the Kohen Hedget and the Kohen Gadol does not exist. The only difference is that on top of the Kohen Gadol's hat, which is the mitznefes, you had the tzitz. You had the tzitz which had strings which were on top of the hat. The Rambam brings this down as well. In Perek Ches when Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, he also explains that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedget had the same type of hat. The Ravid vehemently argues on the Rambam. In very strong Lashonis, the Ravid brings down the Pirush the way we really know it, that the Mikbois is this tall, thin hat, and the Mitznefes is that short, round hat. These pictures that we always know that the Kohen Hedget has a tall hat, and the Kohen Gadol has a short hat, this is the opinion of the Ravid. But the Rambam and Rashi both hold that it was the same type of hat. Nevertheless, the Rambam's lashon is that it was sholof shulaf ayidat tzitz. In other words, it was sort of crunched in a little bit because you had the tzitz on top of the mitznefes. How was the mitznefes made? The mitznefes was made from a turban. And the oirech of this turban was tes zayin amis, around and around. The eifah, which was a very thick gartel, the avnet, was lamed beis amis, 32 amis, according to most Rishonim. So in Sefer Erechim Chabad, it explains under the erech avnet, Sefer Erechim doesn't go very far. It's still in the middle of Aleph. But it still has olive vase for Avnate. If you check it up, you'll find an interesting thing. You'll see that he explains that why was the Avnate 32 Amis, which by the way, there's a big difference between the way you see the Rebbe wears his gartel and most people wear their gartel. You see that most people wear the gartel down. The Rebbe would wear his gartel very high. And a lot of people ask, why does the Rebbe wear the gartel very high? Which a simple thing is, the avnet in the Beis HaMikdash was worn keneged achozah. Not keneged by the waist. The Kohanim and the Frat, the Kohen Gadol, would wear his avnet all the way on top. Right here. This is where the avnet was worn by the Kohen Gadol. And it's explained like this. That the Avnet represents the Midos. And the Chaza and the Mitznefes is the head. Moichin is connected to Tez Zayin, and Midos is connected to Lamed Bey's lathe. And that's why the Avnet was 32 Amis long, and the Mitznefes was 16. Does anyone know the Kesher between Moichin and the number 16? Anyways, now, there is also the ketanes, which is the shirt, ksenes. What was the point, the ksenes, what was the point? The ksenes represents the levush pnimi of the midas, and the ephod and the avnet were the makifim, protecting the midas. The mitznefes, there was the tzitz, which was al right here on the forehead, and then there was the mitznefes, which is on top. It's brought down in Svarim, and in the Musar Svarim a lot. If you Google mitznefes, We'll get a lot of shiurim from the Snagdisha sources, and they all quote the fact that mitznefes protected on gaiva. Did they explain that the difference between the mitznefes and the mukbois? The Lashon mukbois is a shtickle gaiva to it. It's elevated. The mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol protected on gaiva. The mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol protected the moichin from getting too full of himself, and it also connected to the heart. We also find interesting that the choishen was connected to the eifoid. Why was the choishen connected to the eifoid? If you open up the Sefer HaSichos Tavshin Nun, there is an interesting sikh where Rebbe explains like this. The eifoid went all the way down till the bottom, the back. And the choishen was on top in the front. In other words, the koyach to be yoded lamato is only if you're mechubur of a milo. There's a very interesting din. So you're not allowed to separate the eifoid from the choishen. Why not? Because if you're going to try to go down lamato, which is the eifoid, the shliach, so that's being avoided hamato, going all the way down in the back, in other words, in yodim of sitrach, it's mamish yoded lamato, but you're not mechubur to the actual choishen, which is the Urim V'tumim, which is the Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Choshen HaMishpat. If you're disconnected, you fall down. And the Eifoid has to be connected to the Choshen. Another interesting point about the actual Choshen, which is going to be Messiahim, is that there were 12 Avonim on the Choshen. And in Kisvel HaArizal, it explains the connection of each shevet to their color, stone. And not only that, the stones have special powers to it. There was a novel, a Jewish novel that came out like years ago. It was called The Sacred Stones. It was basically a story of the Maharal of Prague with the Goylam, the stone that stole the Urim V'Tumim, and he was getting special powers from it. All made up story. The story is made up, but the fact is that the Avnei HaChayshin, they did have special power. They did have special inyanim, which gave shtarkai to people, not kidei kach. Even today, there's certain inyanim of refuah that you get from these things. There's a certain Lubavitcher Rav in Bnei Brak, his name is Rabbi Lipsch, and he is a big into the Avnei HaChayshin, and he uses them for inyanim of refuah also. That he, based on the Chassidus and Kabbalah, that he helps different people with their things based on the Avonim of the Inyan. Just to be Messiahim, that with the Choshen, the Rebbe says the word Choshen is the Gematria of the word Mashiach. 358. Choshen Nun is the Gematria of the word Mashiach. Because if we go with the Choshen HaMishpat, if we go with the Ishtarkeit and Torah and the Mishpat, seeing the Mishpat Yipadah, through that will be Zoicha, Tinyanim of Mashiach, Meheira Yigala, Amin Ken Yehirot. If you would like more Nyanim Gula Mashiach Shirim, given by Rabbi Avtsin on various subjects, please email yLCrecording@gmail.com.